No. This lid will tell me exactly what just happened. You're a little out of breath, aren't you?
A little bit. Well, so, okay, so when we start off with the cuddling and casual loving intimacy, and we discuss things about how we're going to be with each other when we're together, you know, so as we're discussing going away and what that weekend's going to be like, it's very erotic, you know, anticipating what we're going to be doing on our next trip is extremely stimulating for me. Mm-hmm. And it naturally transitions, at least it certainly felt like a natural transition from this end, for you to begin discussing, you know, what you expect of me, what my role is going to be, what my duties are going to be, that sort of thing. How you're going to, be, and how the weekend is going to go. And then you start moving into more, just from you know, matter of fact, this is how the weekend's going to go. You start moving directly into, and this is where, this is why you're here. This is why I want you around. This is why I want you in my life. All of which is just so erotic to me, and so satisfying, and so sensual, and so stimulating, because I feel exactly the same way. I need to have you as my sir, as my master. I am not complete anymore without that. And so to hear you discussing how you enjoy having me as your slave and what it does for you, that turns me on immensely. So there was a rather long and very pleasant foreplay, really, to getting to the point where you have me roll onto my side and I back into you, and you know, I get to feel your body right next to me and be in your arms, and then have you start to tease me. And it is absolutely phenomenal. It is just, it's amazing. It immediately gets me going. From the time you you first took hold of your slave dick until I started to get close to coming was, what did you say, 30 seconds? That felt about right. Because everything up to that point is leading me into a deeper and more satisfying feeling of being in your control and being your play toy and being there to give you pleasure. Uh-huh. And then you started getting a little physical.
All these
in all the best way, and yes, slapping my balls. As we have discovered, that is a bit of a turn on for me. Mm-hmm. Having you take that sort of control is it's a whole nother level of submission, and it gets me rock hard. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to talk about it from my side of things. You're welcome to jump in at any point.
Yes, sir.
What happened was that as you lay on your side and I clamped up against you, we're both naked, and I started grabbing your dick. No big mystery there. Every man likes having his dick grabbed. But the difference with this is that it was a full-on kinky scene. I gave you orders. You are not to come unless I say otherwise. So that put some natural tension into the situation. So then I'm playing with their dick, and then I grab a little bit of lube. And I'm getting you excited, but what was really getting you excited more than anything else is that I got inside your head with my words and with my what I would specifically talk about, what turns me on, what excites me, what I plan to do with you in public with various tops standing around. You know, I'll give you some good examples, such as, you know, being at a bar and doing top talk with other tops, and then gathering them in a circle. You get down on your knees, you drink my piss right in front of all those men. Don't spill a drop. And I want them to see the kind of quality that I've attracted and retained in my life. I want these guys to set it as a goal for themselves, to have that kind of devotion, that kind of high-quality servitude. And that always gets you close to coming. So I did that multiple times in different ways. You know, it was just basically lifting off the top of your skull and jamming my thumb down on your pleasure center over and over again. Then it finally got to the point where you just couldn't hold back any longer. I left my hand entirely off your dick so that you were coming basically hands-free. And I played with your nipple while you did it. Then I very abusively started playing with your dick again, a lot where your dick was very sensitive, and I didn't care. And I was working you up one side and down the other, and you were just getting more and more just wiped out. And it was that simple. It didn't require toys. It didn't require torment. Though there was a lot of ball banging in there, I do have to admit.
Sir. Yes, sir.
That's not necessarily
that's
torment.
That's not torment.
That's just sport.
Yes, yes, yeah, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. But in the midst of all this, I'd go slap, slap, slap on the balls, and then I'd go playing with the dick. I'd add some more lube and croon at you and make you all excited and turned on. And then I'd bang on the balls some more and tell you more dirty stories about what turned me on. And it just was a constant edging excitement that just kept spiraling upward. Yeah.
Sure.
And again, you know, it's just like the video I'm about to post online, where what I'm proving is that you can use just what you have and still succeed. That you don't have to, you know, have $8,000 worth of dungeon in order to have a really, really delightful time. Where'd it go?
It's right here.
Oh, there it is, yeah.
Yeah, I just...
yeah, that's fine. Good, comfy.
Ah, that's better.
So that was my point. I think we're basically done with this portion, but I wanted to...
go ahead. Let me go ahead and then chime in some more, and that is that you're exactly right. What is the biggest turn on for me of all is to hear how excited you're getting.
Yes.
And how much fun you're having. That my orgasm is as much about you having fun as it is about me having fun is what makes it as erotic as it is. And so when you talk about what you're doing and the things that you're going to do and how much fun you're going to have using me for your pleasure, that is like you said, that is the thumb. That's a whole fist on the button in my pleasure center. And so that's what really, really gets me going is when I'm realizing how much you're enjoying it.
Yes. And this brings up the point of being a service top. I like being a service top sometimes, but it's okay to be a selfish top too. It really is. It's part of where your pleasure comes from. To know that I'm having a really good time because I'm cackling.